This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. Think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, May the 5th. It's Cinco de Mayo, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, and joining us from England, jealous because we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo and he's not, tacos and margaritas, everybody, it's Scott Capurro!
For sure. Hola! Hola, como estás? ¿Tú estás bien?
Sí, muy bien.
Estás? Yeah. Okay. Muy.
Yep. So how are you, Mr. England?
I'm okay. I want to show you our new sofa. Look, it's behind me.
Oh.
It doesn't have arms.
Oh, fancy. No, they're little ones. You know why we didn't get big arms this time? Because
the they're last too comfortable. It's too
yes.
Convenient. I see.
And someone sat on them and crushed the sofa and didn't tell us till we got home. I sat on it. The sofa went. The sofa fell apart as I sat on it. They destroyed our sofa. So
you're telling us that an Airbnb customer of yours ruined your sofa?
Yes, they did. They broke everything. Everything when we came back. Someone broke the light in our bathroom. They broke a curtain rod. They broke, I mean, everything we left out, they broke.
So every time you come home from renting it, you have to fix a bunch of stuff.
Usually, but this was unusual. This amount of stuff. In fact, we just had the builders in for the weekend. They were repainting, filling someone left a hole. Anyway, so yeah, it's all been fixed. And now someone else is going to come in June and wreck everything. But oh well, what can you do, right?
So you're coming here when in June?
June 6th. See
you
then.
Wow. Oh, you're getting here pretty early. June 6th.
Yeah, yeah.
Right around the corner. That's okay. So that's it's sort of a bummer. Only because my son and his friend are going to London. I'm like, oh my God, reach out to Scott and Edson.
What day are they going?
July. So I said, sure you can use his house. After everything we've done for Scott and all the times that I've let him stay in my guest house for free, of course I'll let you.
Only one answer is an option.
Yeah, sure, they can stay here with the lovely lady who's staying here from New York if they want to, if they want to share a bed.
Nope, they need it all alone.
Yeah.
So
well, there's a park across
huh?
the street. Edson slept there before. It'll be fine.
By the park.
That'd be nice. Huh?
So my older son, who, mm-hmm. you
Berkeley.
Know, we have both my kids, of course, love Scott, especially Edson, because Edson is a child. So they just relate. But they're good friends, and Riley's going to do the bumming around Europe thing for a few months.
Oh, right.
So even
That's
when
cute.
you get back there, I'm sure you can.
He'll still be here.
He'll still be there. Not nice. Necessarily in London, but somewhere.
Right. Is he going to get dreads and smoke a little bit of that?
Let's
a
hope.
Bit of that?
Let's hope so. Let's have oh, go on, have really. Have an experience, kid. Have a good
yeah,
time.
Seriously. He'll like Britain. Britain's great. You can start drinking at 18, 16, really. And by the time you're 21, you're a seasoned drinker. So he'll have a lot of friends. It'd be nice for him.
Sure. Right? He can hang out with all the kids. What?
I don't think he's that Norway guy that's so like, fantastic. You know yeah. what I want to do? Drink a beer.
Oh, no.
Oh.
He does. He considers himself to be a beer connoisseur.
Oh.
He orders beers online from all around the world and has
with
sample
nights.
Credit card.
That's nice.
No,
yeah,
he pays great. For his own that's stuff. That kid's employed for now.
Whatever.
He's quitting that
yeah,
job.
Sure.
Right.
Why? He's gonna make millions of that. What happened?
He doesn't want to do it anymore. I know. Believe me. I have clamped my mouth shut at home, and I go.
For 22 years. What about him wanting? What? You're the what? No. Wanting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want a lot of things. I want peace on earth. I want, you know, women to be able to choose what they do with their bodies in the U.S., but that's not going to happen either. We all want a lot of stuff, right?
You want your face back.
I do. I want my face back.
What? Your face back?
There's a picture he posted on Facebook, and he is cute like an angel. I don't know how old you are in that shot. Was it 19?
Super
cute.
Is that
what that was?
I was 19.
Cute and unlined, and now the picture I'm looking at now, Father Time has kicked your fucking face in.
Grizzled old
Jesus
man.
Well, yeah.
My
hot, this is Kettle.
God,
hello, when I met you, you were porn star hot, as I recall, and now, ouch, now you're hot dog hot, if that's a thing. You are.
Look at
and taco hot.
Look what we got going on over here. Boy, you really point. You know, Vinny cannot say that he does not flirt with Scott. I don't care what you say.
What
you
are you talking about?
The cat thing.
And put your ass
the cat
in
thing.
The camera. Like, come
you
and
did.
Get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it you just... Me, you, look, I'm going to show you.
That's what you did. Why are you putting your ass at me like that?
Look in the picture.
It's what we call a cast shot.
Yeah, I don't
you put your
see
ass
you.
In the camera.
You
give me a cast shot.
I don't see you.
Cast shot. It was right at me.
Look at your...
Right at me.
Oh, see
in
mine.
I can't tell.
Right, there it was. Big happy face. Oh, God. Look at that, meow. Look at that, meow.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We all were staring at your butt.
No, you
weren't. Yes, we were. Anyway. And poor Scott could barely keep it together.
I'm just trying to get us off
for 27 years.
The uncomfortable subject that is, I've already rented my place.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to tell her the rental ends whatever day that Riley's getting there.
Well, if he's got $7,000, he can have it. Nothing's free anymore. You
oh, really?
And you have a nice apartment.
We are going to make... What
is happening here? Why would that...
That's the...
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God! Yeah!
Why is that the one?
Thank you.
No. Okay, I'll
you're
do...
Well. I tried to get you off Wonder Bread a long time ago.
No! That's not
Sarah.
The one. The one is Vinny showing his ass to Scott.
No.
You better have
post
Scott.
That right
do
now.
Not, that's do a, not that's post
so
that.
Much
that
yogurt. Really good way too Sarah. Much strawberry
do
yogurt.
Do not post
don't
that.
Don't stop doing Lucerne products.
Oh, my God.
Jeans look great.
Oh, jeez.
Jeans look great.
Your ass, Sarah. You look incredible. Yeah. You really
oh,
did.
My God.
Really, really oh, my good. God. So much processed meat. So much.
Paint those things on? My God.
So much. Sliced ham.
Those are stretchy
pants. I'm
going to
be mad.
Right?
This isn't the bit. The bit
Lord.
Is his ass
that's
alone
this
in
is
the picture.
No, look.
You don't get
this
to choose.
Look how funny that is.
This isn't the bit.
Look, I have dinner around the corner, just so you know. I made ours ahead. Can you take that off the screen, please?
Sometimes decide for themselves what they are.
This isn't the bit.
I think this bit.
This is me showing Vinny what the bit was.
I'm sweating now. I'm sweating from that.
I'm sweating.
You ruined my t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
Ruined my shirt. Ruin my dinner.
Look at me. I'm like, what's happening here? My God.
Thank
that's
you,
my question.
Thank
what's
you.
Happening
Sarah's
here?
Sarah's ass is aimed good right Lord. At me.
That all worked out.
Scary.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Scary.
Thank you, Bryn. Good job, buddy.
You're welcome.
Home run. Hey, Scott. Thanks for everything. We're done. We peaked.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you later.
We'll see you in June.
Sarah, there's a travel log for what's it called? Travel hotel. Anyway, travel lodge. £50 a night. That's like $60.
But
I'm bummed. Right? Come on. Right? Hotels are the new burnt orange. We all love hotels. Nobody wants Airbnb anymore. COVID and, you know, all that stuff. Bugs.
It would be you returning the favor of years of free promotion.
Well,
and
since I don't own half of Mill Valley the way you do, I don't have the options.
Well, Riley doesn't own half of Mill Valley. I might, but Riley doesn't.
Would you like to stay in this or stay in that or stay in this or stay in that? Or
Riley would like to stay
that,
for free at your house. That's what
I'll
Riley would like.
It. I'll give it some thought.
And our listener said that while he's there staying for free, he should lose your keys and put diesel in your car.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, fortunately, we don't have diesel or a car in this country. Also,
that's
look,
too bad.
This all this stuff's been
that
worked out.
That's,
didn't Edson make you a cake a couple of times, and we cleaned your, we fixed your shower, right? We did that. We
you
fixed
the broke
shower.
The shower. You broke the shower.
I know, because no one's been in there for
the
so long.
That's not true.
That's sad, sad apartment. Oh, God. That's sad, sad apartment.
We woke up again. Can I see Sarah's butt again? That was fun.
Come on, please.
That was really fun. Show the actual bit. Show Vinny's butt.
Oh, cute.
Oh, there. Yeah. Bounce. Honey, come see Sarah's butt. Come see it.
Get Epson over
here. Honey, it's filling the screen. Filling the screen. I know my phone is on the big screen. It's filling the big screen. Come see it.
Epson's Park Street. You might like some of that, right?
Honey, this is 90% your pleasure. Come see it.
Just when you post that picture, just say, you guys write the caption. We'll make it a caption
this, right?
Yeah.
I write the songs that make my big ass sing. Deet, 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 deet. I write the songs that
I'm writing the email right now that I sent. I mean, the text that I sent out to everybody. Every day I send out a little text reminder. That we're going to do it. Let me just quickly.
Ass heavy today, everyone.
Let's see. Yeah.
Today, you're going to love today's show.
Everyone, no secret show updates. Here we go. Do not listen to today's.
Anyway, Scott, let me ask you some questions.
But secret do watch. Show. Don't listen. Just watch.
Have you been doing live shows there in England?
Yes, I have been. Thank
so you're
you
back
asking.
To performing. And how's that going?
I'm actually doing more TV than I've ever done. I've been contracted to do some television, so I'm on a lot. I'm on in a couple hours. It's a lot of work.
You're on in a couple hours. What show are you doing? What is this?
It's called Headliners, and we do the papers every night at 11.
Oh, you read the headline news. I see. And make your little witticisms about them.
Little quips.
Oh, fun. And so do you come in with like a couple lines per story in your back pocket so when we go live
we try to
and then they're like, wow, that's got as quick as you know what, but really
you worked it all out and there's writers.
Well, it's all comedians on the show, so we get about 20 stories and we go through them and we chat about them for about 4 minutes each. It's fun. It's really fun.
Yeah,
and I'm doing a lot of that for that. I'm working on 3 programs on that network. And I've just pitched another show to them. So I get a pay slip. I get a paycheck now every month. I've never had a paycheck before.
But and they're going to let you just walk off and go to America for 3 months.
Well, I pitched a show we can do there. But if not, yes, they're going to let me out of my contract for 3 months and then come back into it. They knew this when they hired me. So we talked about it.
I'm a working comedian.
Everybody on the shows are, but a lot of them don't travel away as much as I do.
Let me ask you this. Did it occur to you or did you struggle with leaving? Were you like,
somebody else is going
to
take your seat.
I got a gig. I don't want to leave this thing.
I know. Edson mentioned that too. I thought about that.
Hope nobody funny comes in and takes over for you.
So, somebody lighthearted and left wing. I might be back in August to work on a show for someone who can't do it in August because of the Edinburgh Fringe. So they might fly me back, but... Yeah, I'm kind of anxious about that part, about leaving and coming and leaving and coming. You know, but what can I do?
You can stay.
I'm an unusual, I fit an unusual hole. So I'm an interesting peg for them. So maybe it'll be interesting.
Can you bring Sarah's butt up again? But, it's a great picture.
Yeah, if you want.
That fits a big hole. But, you know, showbiz is like this. We're all replaceable. That isn't replaceable. You can't replace that. That
home
is.
Run.
Oh my God! That
it's
is
just
irritable.
Not only it's just an awful picture.
I like Vinny's face too. Like he's like, whoa! Yeah.
Man, can put
it's like he's giving a sight. He looks like a bass fisherman who's talking about the merits of his latest haul.
Look what I caught!
Well, I'll tell you,
it's
know,
scaly you got, too.
You got a fine scaly backside and just the right amount of tug going on there.
Listen to
but
this.
That's
thing.
Gonna be it Sunday dinner. That's
solid
for sure.
As a rock. Plop.
Can't wait to eat this one.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Okay. Solid as a rock. Brent loses. Please don't listen to this show. Turn it off now.
Oh hey, that brings up a good question.
What a blowhole. What a blowhole.
Oh,
anyway,
hey.
Yes.
Hey, Scott, when is the last time you've tossed a salad?
I think with my husband, we approached it a couple times when I first met, but it wasn't his thing. He didn't like it, so we stopped doing it.
So you don't toss salad?
And he doesn't toss yours?
You said, I think with my husband, but you don't, so who else did you salad toss? Or do we not talk about that here?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You don't know
what?
It
didn't work out. Yeah, it didn't work out.
What?
I'm so sorry.
It's such an intimate move that when you do it and someone's not into it, they're like, nah, and you're like, oh, sorry. Because this is quite a chance.
There is no more intimate move. It's the most
except intimate knowing your name.
Well, they're okay.
It's true. Second base on the gay bases. That's second base.
What's first? Yeah,
that's second base.
Yeah, first base is effing. Fucking is first base. Second base is that. Oh. And third base is knowing their name. And then fourth base is bye-bye. That's how it works. But I just found out. Some straights told me that
you leave. I see. You go to your home. It's home base. I got
winning.
Go home.
Yeah, I won. Yeah, I'm finished. Wow. I'm done. I don't have to wash up. And then, but first base for the straights is holding hands. Ew.
No, it's not. It's kissing.
No, this woman from Romania.
No, that woman does not. The Romanian woman does not know.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. It's
do you hold hands? You got that guy so.
I like to hold hands. Yeah,
I like holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
That's his hands so sweaty. Oh, God.
Well, okay, so he's got gross hands, but, you know,
yeah,
you married
him.
Yeah,
you don't have to hold him. Put a glove on it.
But I'm saying, I think it's nice to hold your person's hand. Yeah.
How are you sure they haven't picked their nose or played with their...
Well, I try not to think about that.
What difference does it make if they did that?
And besides...
You're living in each other's germs.
Yeah, I mean, everybody picks their nose. It's the booger eaters. Those are the gross ones. But, you know...
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, namaste. Namaste. This is why I do yoga, because they can't. I do yoga because they can't.
You should never hold your daughter's hand.
Jesus. Does she pick her nose? Yeah, does your daughter pick her nose?
Picks it and eats it.
No. Oh, my niece picks it and eats it.
Oh, yeah. Nobody in Vinny's immediate family picks and
hold
eats
on.
It. Only his
nobody eats it.
Outer family.
But my daughter, I told you this story.
She said they were delicious.
No. Right. No, that's not my daughter. That's my niece. My daughter had an entire booger farm behind her nightstand.
Mm.
So that she was picking them and wiping them, and then we pulled that thing out to do some, like, move her bed or something, and went, what the fucking disgusting thing is this? So she has.
Isn't that like that Philip Seymour Hoffman character in Happiness? Remember that? When he's on the phone and he masturbates and leaves the remnants on the wall near his phone.
Oh God.
No, I don't remember that at
I'll
all.
I'll take so the booger disgusting. Bar, Bob. Boogers
barely
will harden into cement as well.
Right. We couldn't get them all off.
Yeah. You have to paint over them. You prime them and paint them because they're.
You can rob a bank.
You got to sand them down because you can't get them off of that. They turn into like resin. Geez.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't do any of that. Oh, God.
You don't do any
of that.
With nostrils like yours, I find that hard to believe.
I know. I shovel those out every day. No, with him, there's a little Kleenex now so he can take care of his things, his little boogers and all that stuff. Marriage is hard. Marriage is a hard compromise. Oh, yes. Yes, Vinny. Yes.
Scott, I have a question. Bleaching anuses. Yay or nay?
Right. We can do that here. Is that what you mean? Yes, we can do that here.
No, are you for it?
That time? Are you pro?
Oh, do you have it done? Oh,
do
yes.
You prefer
I'm
it?
Totally. It looks. I don't really.
You got it bleached. You had a thing of majiggy.
Wait,
hanging
you
on
had
there
your
too,
butthole
right?
bleached, so you are what? Into it.
Yeah, he had it all cleaned up. He got it all. He had like skin tags.
I did. I used to go to a doctor in San
Francisco. Little boop.
No, my MD in San Francisco. Yeah, I went to him and I said, I've got a little skin tag. And he put me on a chair that flipped me up. Like, he had a specialty chair in his office for it at the Davies Medical
like
Center.
Like an anti-gravity, he like it held you in, seatbelted you down, and flipped
you over. For the
astronauts.
Well, you might have astronauts, right, exactly.
Your ass must be hanging over something to get it just at the right place for them to get around
and,
it.
And he scooped it out, and he made a little paperweight for me. He put a little jar and gave it to me. So cute. Like a little jar. I had it in a little jar for a long time.
Skin tag.
You got enough junk in your trunk that they're forming skin tags inside there, huh? Takes a little meat on your bones to make a skin tag.
He told me that he does it for porn stars a lot because they need it. Because no one's butthole looks like that in a porn movie. That's all manufactured by the doctors.
So the same guy who took out the skin tag bleached it too? Does that hurt?
He didn't bleach it. I had mine rose colored. I wanted a rose color. They can dye it.
What the hell? They dyed your rose.
And then you wait. What?
Yeah, and you can. I didn't want it white. I wanted it, and they let you choose the rose color.
So you wanted really sort sweet. Of an I chose, agitated I chose rose look.
I chose the Streisand rose. If you look in the book, anyway, it's the Barbara Streisand rose. It's sort of a. It's a little bit pinker than salmon was the color I wanted. It's nice.
Oh, wow.
I can't tell if we're having right now. Yeah, I think we are. Let me look this up.
It was pink. It was
we're
nice.
Looking it up.
It went
we're
for like raisin brown. I think raisin brown is the only color I can describe it as, to a, sort of a rose pink.
And then all the way up to...
all the way up. Bleach sounds unhealthy to me.
Well, it seems like it would have like a distinct delineation from the rest of the skin. Like, I wouldn't want to have just like a white...
Yeah, I mean, it would anyway.
I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay. Like a, hold on. You know. We're now going to
show
you.
That's the color. Yeah, the Streisand pink. Yeah.
That's
not the darker, the lighter color.
That's more of a lavender.
The first thing that comes up is bleaching your butthole is out. Bleaching, then tie-dyeing your butthole is in.
Oh, you got to get it tie-dyed. Go for blue and yellow.
Yeah, people get it tie-dyed too.
I had no idea.
Yeah. You got your little hippie hole. Oh, hippie hole.
It's like, check this out. It's like a kaleidoscope. It's psychedelic.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm lost
you
in your asshole.
Jesus colors. So that's what I wanted. I wanted a color, and I got it.
So you dyed
it.
All right. So when are you coming back again?
I am, you guys I am, brought this up.
I'm
I didn't
done
know
with
you
I
know.
Just didn't. I had no idea that I thought. You know, I've heard of the butthole bleaching, which I'm against. I think, you know, natural is the best because I like a natural.
Yeah, why can't
person
you just leave
just
it the
be
same?
The way they are?
Do you get all
that
the
can
hair
be said of anything.
Off too?
I mean, we do all sorts of other things to ourselves. You could why shave? Why do anything? You
know, why
cut your nails?
Because the hair on my face is
because
itchy,
you want to look better.
Because my nails bug me. I want them off.
Because you look younger without hair on your face.
But my buckeye, I don't need to have it be white.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody's looking at your buckeye.
Do you shave it? Do you trim it? Do you
I
clean
shave
it?
Shave my butthole? No. Do you?
Around your butthole? Do you shave around it?
No.
Do you shave
do you?
It or did you have the hair
we
lasered
all do,
off?
Vinny. All of, you're the only one who doesn't. You're the only
shave?
Bryn, you shave your asshole?
I don't shave my butthole, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't
Coco.
Shave around
you shave
it?
Your asshole?
I do.
Oh, she does.
Well, it's not bushy, thank God. But if there was a stray hair there, I want to woof that off of there.
Woof that off of there.
You know. Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So right. You have to like really pull the cheeks apart to do that, huh?
No, you slide the razor up and then between and
yeah, but
and
don't you have
out,
to pull one cheek
no,
to do that?
Absolutely not.
Make it
no. You just turn it the right direction, really. Push it up.
Wow.
Is the handle long enough?
In a way.
Yes, it is, Vinny. It's more than
that's pretty brutal a question, Vinny. Good
I don't
God,
know.
Jesus.
What do I know of it? I'm trying
this
to...
This fucking show is
she's
not for me. I don't know what kind of show this is. I'm over it. Tell me your dates and I'm leaving. You think I'm kidding, but I'm not. All right, so you're coming back June 6th.
This is what you get for leaving the questions to Vinny. This is what happens.
Jesus. Well, it got all uncomfortable. You two were trying to work out this, you know, son coming to stay. And you and your I have someone here. He can sleep in the park across the street. That's crunchy.
Well,
that's where Edson
we were
sleeps.
Told that the guest quarters were available, and then they were snapped away from us by her. Apparently, the guest quarters aren't available. So
there might be there's some
maybe
movement
the guest
there.
Quarters
that
become
might
available.
Oh my god! You're blackmailing me.
We'll see.
You're extorting me.
We're We'll see what happens. Well, a little trade-off, right? Nothing's free again. Nothing's free. He should learn that. It's better you learn. Right?
You know, nothing. I think it's time you free. Learn. Right, Brent? Nothing is free.
I feel like it's time Sarah learned that, right, Brent? Nothing's free.
I've been working in your show for free for 27 years. Right, Brent? I mean, your son, he works. Oh. I pay him when he does the door, wow. Right?
I'm not part of this.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm also not part of this. Yeah, when is your first gig when you get back? And then goodbye.
God, I love you guys.
Love you too.
We haven't done a letter or anything. We haven't given any.
Yeah, we're not doing that. I'm done. I am done with this.
You seem angry.
I'm not,
Sarah seemed angry. She's angry. She called angry. She's angry when she called.
She is.
Okay, what is the fucking date?
I'm in Palm Springs.
Oh.
Palm Springs on the 11th of June. I know. That'll be fun, right?
All right.
That's
Palm Springs.
Sure, game
staying in a resort, meaning clothing optional.
Oh.
Are you going to do the show nude? That'd be exciting.
Maybe. Newsy.
Yeah, very exciting.
And then Sacramento Punchline on the 16th to the 18th of June. See you there.
All right, great. Thank you for being on.
See you there. You guys, this was so fun. You interrupted my yoga practice for this.
What an appearance. Way to go, Scott.
What color is it?
You killed it.
This didn't really work out, did it?
No, you
did. I should have said he can stay. He's never going to come anyway. Yes, he can stay. He can stay if he wants. Yes.
Magic words.
He'll never get on that plane. This trip won't happen. He can stay. Oh, God. What have I done? Now I'm sweating. Oh, God.
Good job, Scott.
Yay. Yay.
Oh, look at him.